You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A barricaded subject with a hostage was arrested over the weekend. Saturday morning at approximately 10 o'clock, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a male subject armed with a hammer who was breaking a window and had entered into a residence at Oak Park Trailer Park in the Platteville Township. Officers from the Platteville Police Department and UW-Platteville Police Department arrived on scene and found that the suspect, along with another male and a female, had left the residence in a black truck. A sheriff's deputy arrived on scene and law enforcement located the black truck a few doors down. The deputy and officers went to the residence to attempt to make contact with the individuals. A female came out onto the deck, and while she was talking to officers, a male came out of the back door and ran. The male was later located by another responding sheriff's deputy and identified as Dustin P. Janochik, 33, of Dodgeville. Janochik was arrested for an outstanding warrant. Deputies then learned that the other male in the trailer was Jonathan Blazer, 34, of Shellsburg, and he was inside the residence with a female. Law enforcement negotiated with Blazer for approximately 30 minutes before the female was allowed to come out of the residence. Law enforcement continued to negotiate with Blazer, and after about 2 hours of dialogue with Blazer, law enforcement deployed pepper spray and eventually a taser into the room, and Blazer was taken into custody. Jonathan Blazer was first transported by Southwest Health EMS to Southwest Health Center for medical clearance, and then transported to the Grant County Jail, where he was booked in for burglary, false imprisonment, disorderly conduct, criminal damage to property, and resisting arrest. As June winds down, Dr. Will Klein with Amplify Health by Gunderson reminds Wisconsinites of the importance of Men's Health Month and preventive health care.
If you think about how many times you probably take your car to the shop for various things in a given year, it's probably more than once. Probably a couple of oil changes every year, and then also some of the other maybe maintenance you do at home, kind of routine things, cleaning, etc. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can do on your own to make sure you're healthy. But there's some stuff that unless you have your full mechanic shop at home, you can't necessarily do. And so I think it's important to do that stuff at home, sort of the bedrock of health, trying to have regular physical activity, which everybody knows we need, but we could probably all do more of it. Trying to eat more whole foods, you know, less processed things. If everybody did that, we probably could all improve our diets. So yeah, I think those things are definitely important. I don't want to discourage you from trying to do what you can at home to keep yourself healthy, but also it's nice to have somebody else look at things who's not biased or not biased in the same ways, who can kind of help give you that extra opinion and take on things.
Men's Health Month aims to educate Wisconsinites about the value of a healthy lifestyle, the importance of preventive care practices, and the signs and symptoms of common health issues in order to raise life expectancy, improve health outcomes, and ensure effective treatment and prevention measures among men in Wisconsin and across the country. Seeing a primary care provider every year, even if you're feeling well, can provide an opportunity to uncover a potential problem that needs attention. Celebrating Men's Health Month every June is a good reminder that it's important for guys to be preventative with their health care and to schedule annual doctor visits. State Senator Chris Kapanga says he wants to just let the current state budget roll over for the next 2 years. The Delafield Republican told WISN's Up Front that he'd rather not vote on either the governor's proposed budget or the current Republican version in the Joint Finance Committee. He said the legislature doesn't need to pass a budget by the end of the fiscal year, so he's not in a hurry.
Back in the 50s, the legislature actually passed legislation that said, if we don't get to a budget, a new budget, we will just have the budget carry over from the last session. That way, we don't have the problems that Washington has where they have to keep doing these bills. We literally can let the budget pass over, and then there's a cost to continue provision, which essentially says, if there's funding that needs to be made for programs that are required, then we have to give that funding. So that's a very easy option.
Kapanga says letting the budget roll over prevents a partial veto from Evers and keeps spending increases low. A tractor accident in Iowa County was fatal over the weekend. At approximately 12:30 Sunday afternoon, emergency responders were dispatched to a rural property near State Highway 80 and County Highway BH for a report of a tractor rollover. A male victim had been operating a tractor equipped with a mowing attachment on a steep hillside. During mowing operations, the tractor lost traction on the incline, sliding down the hill and overturning. The victim was pinned beneath the tractor. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office, along with the Highland Volunteer Fire Department, Cobb Volunteer Fire Department, and first responders, and Highland EMS units all arrived on scene and worked in coordination to render aid. Despite the efforts of responders, the victim was pronounced deceased at the scene by the Iowa County Coroner's Office. A Republican state lawmaker is sponsoring a constitutional amendment to introduce term limits on elected state positions. State Representative Duke Tucker of Grantsburg says the constitutional amendment would limit elected officials to serving 8 years in a single position. That would mean term limits of 2 terms for a 4-year position like governor or state senator, and 4 terms for state representatives who serve 2-year terms. The constitutional amendment would need to pass in consecutive legislative sessions before appearing on a ballot referendum. A 2-vehicle crash in Muscadet resulted in an arrest Saturday morning around 8:30. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a crash at the intersection of West Front Street and South Iowa Street. It was reported that 2 individuals were injured in the crash. While emergency crews were responding, the Sheriff's Office was notified that one of the drivers involved fled the scene and was running on foot. Desiree Bird, 38, of Milwaukee, was traveling west on West Front Street when Molly Lund, 29, of Muscadet, failed to stop at the posted stop sign on South Iowa Street and West Front Street. Lund's vehicle collided with Bird's vehicle. Molly Lund had a brief conversation with Desiree Bird, and Lund then ran from the scene. Muscadet Fire and EMS responded, along with deputies from the Richland and Grant County Sheriff's Offices. Bird and her passenger, Rhoda Nance, 62, of Milwaukee, were both transported to Gunderson-Boscobel Area Healthcare by Muscadet EMS with minor injuries. Lund was located and arrested for 2 counts of hit and run causing injury, and she was also cited for failure to stop at a stop sign. Bird was cited for not having vehicle insurance. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Game 2 of the Pirates and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 2 of a 3-game series going on tonight in Milwaukee as the Brewers host the Pirates. Pittsburgh with a clutch 5-4 win last night over Milwaukee. Don Kelly is the Pirates' new manager. He took over last month after Derek Shelton was fired. I asked Kelly how they finally got a win on the road after losing 6 of their last 8 games.
The bullpen coming in behind each other. We get up 3-0. They score 2. We score 2. They tie it. I mean, just back and forth on the road against, good Brewers team, and everybody contributed, stepped up. It was a great team win.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
Yeah, unusual game, huh? How unusual was that? Every little falls foul by an inch, and Durbin steals the base and then overslides. It's one of those days.
Basketball, the NBA draft is tomorrow night. The Bucks have just 1 pick in the 2nd round. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The box office saw a repeat champion from last week, a new horror flick that came in right at expectations, and one that absolutely flopped, coming in way under expectations. How to Train Your Dragon brought in $37 million this past weekend, giving it a domestic total of $160 million. With Danny Boyle back in the director's chair, 28 years later brought in a very respectable $30 million at the gate, and an additional $30 million overseas, putting it on pace to be the highest grossing film by far of the franchise. There was not so great news, though, for Pixar's Elio. The film turned out to have the lowest opening ever for a Pixar film, bringing in just $21 million at the box office. Lilo and Stitch is holding fast and brought in about $10 million over the weekend, which is nearing $1 billion worldwide. More big releases right around the corner. If you're looking for something to see in the theaters, here's one of Pete's picks. 28 Years Later is really good. I'm not typically a zombie movie person, but the 3rd installment of this riveting and at times gruesome franchise, in my opinion, is the best one so far. The film opens on a small island with people who have survived the rage virus and starts with a father and son going to the mainland. They barely make it back, but the son decides to take his mother back to the mainland after learning there is a doctor there who could possibly cure her unknown illness. If you like zombies or just great suspense, check it out. Speaking of the undead, Norman Reedus's The Walking Dead spinoff Daryl Dixon has a third season headed our way. The Walking Dead has birthed many undead spinoffs, and Daryl Dixon might be its most critically favored to date. Season 3 drops September 7th on AMC. The rich don't always get richer, just as Barbara Streisand, who claims to have been grossly underpaid for her role as Roz Focker, Greg Focker's mom in Meet the Fockers and Little Fockers. The 83-year-old Oscar winner says she was really ticked off when she found out that Dustin Hoffman, who plays her husband in the films, made $7.5 million and she was paid a paltry $7 million. If you're scoring at home, Hoffman has two Oscars for acting. Streisand has only one. It's a bit unfair, but not like she'll have to supplement her income with a paper route. Just saying. Weekend one is in the books, but you still have two more weekends to check out Summerfest in 2025. Shows resume this Thursday, June 26, with acts like Willie Porter, The Psychedelic Furs, Local H, Billy Corgan and the Machines of God, The Mavericks, and The Killers. Summerfest takes place over three weekends, this being the second, so you still have lots of time to see some great music. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. More scattered storms tonight, low in the low to mid 60s tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms with some heavy rain tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.